School is in session in most school districts around the state. Let's meet the new Rib Lake School District instructors.
My name is Cindy Jensen, and I will be teaching fourth grade this year.
And where were you born and raised, and where did you go to school?
I was born in Marshfield, actually, and I have been in the Rib Lake School District. I moved here when I was six, so since first grade, I've been in the Rib Lake School District. So I grew up in Rib Lake, and I graduated class of 2001. And then after that, I went to Winona State University to pursue my degree in education. Graduated from there in 2005, and have kind of been in the area since then. Before teaching here, I taught 9 years in the Prentice School District. I taught in Sage for 2 years, then I was in kindergarten, and then most previously in first grade. Well, I spend a lot of time with my children. I have three young kids, so they keep me very busy. I also like to play sports and just be outside and enjoy the community here and the outdoors.
You and your family live in the Rib Lake area now?
We do. We live in just a couple miles out of town, and our oldest son is six, so he has been in the district a couple years, and our middle daughter will be in the 4K program this year. So.
And how do you like the Rib Lake School District and teaching there so far?
The school district is amazing. You know, I've kind of been in the district with having my son here, but it's been amazing just coming in as a teacher, and everyone's been so wonderful and inviting and encouraging, and so it's been great so far.
Well, thank you very much for talking with us, and good luck in the new school year.
Thank you.
My name is Amanda Frelke, and I'll be teaching English 10, 11, and 12 at the high school, and in the middle school, I'll be teaching social studies classes. I grew up in a small town called Sharon, Wisconsin. It's about 20 miles east of Janesville, south of Madison, and I went to the high school called Bigfoot High School.
And then where did you go to college after that?
I went to UW-Superior.
Any teaching jobs before this?
Yes, I was 8 years at Bigfoot, 8 years at Phillips High School, and 1 year at Royal High School in Elroy. Oh, I love most things outside, hiking, hunting, gardening, traveling. I mean, if I can do it outside, I prefer that. I just love being outside. I've taught typically at small schools, and Rib Lake is much smaller than the small schools I was at, but I'm really excited about that and really getting kids more connected to their community as they go through those high school years and realizing even though they always want to get out of Dodge, that their home base is so important.
My name is Justine Hedrington, and I am the speech therapist for the district.
And where did you grow up and go to school and then on to college?
I grew up originally in Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, but then I lived most of my life in the Madison area in Fitchburg. And I went to UW-Madison for my undergraduate, and then I went to UW-Stevens Point for graduate school. My family lives in Madison, and they're all from that area. And then I am living in the Weston or Wausau area with my boyfriend. I will be commuting, so it's a little bit of a drive, but not too bad. I really like to try to be active, and I am new to the Wausau area and new to Rib Lake, so I'm just kind of been exploring the areas, doing some of the outdoor things that this area has to offer, so it's been good.
And so far, how do you find the Rib Lake School District and the people of Rib Lake?
I really like the Rib Lake School District so far. It's very beautiful in Rib Lake. The district employees are very friendly. It's a great atmosphere, so I'm excited to start.
All right. Well, thank you very much for talking with us, and good luck in the coming school year.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay.
Hello. My name is Tony Giese, and I will be teaching middle school and high school reading and language arts.
And where did you grow up and go to school?
I grew up in Stoddard, Wisconsin, south of La Crosse on the Mississippi River, and I went to UW La Crosse.
Any previous employment in the teaching industry?
Yes, I've been teaching in the Stoughton School District, south of Madison, for 8 years. I taught 4 years at the high school and 3 years at the middle school.
And your family?
I am married to my husband, Douglas, who is also a new teacher in the district, and I have a son, Gustav, who is a senior at UW-Stevens Point, and a daughter, Isla, who will be starting as a freshman at UW-Eau Claire this fall.
And any hobbies?
Oh, I love to read, and I love writing old-fashioned letters. I love to walk my dog, Maggie, and go on hikes, those kinds of things.
Will you be moving to the Rib Lake area then?
Yep. My husband and I are currently renting a home right in Rib Lake.
How do you find the Rib Lake people and the Rib Lake school district?
Oh, the people are super friendly, and the school district appears to be just dedicated to offering an excellent education for its students.
My name is Douglas John Giese, and I'll be teaching 8th through 12th grade technology and engineering education at the middle school and high school.
Where did you grow up and go to school?
I grew up in the DeSoto, Wisconsin area, just north of DeSoto, just off the Mississippi River on a family farm.
And went to college where?
I went to college at UW-Stout. I received my undergraduate degree there and my master's degree there as well. I taught for 24 years at Stoughton Middle and High School. Hobbies, I enjoy helping family members out. Also enjoy putting together metal lawn art.
And what about your family? Tell us a little bit about the family.
I'm married to my wife, Toni. I have a son, Gustav, who's 21. He attends UW-Stevens Point. And a daughter, Isla, who's 18, and she's going to be attending UW-Eau Claire to study nursing.
And, of course, we talked with your wife, Toni, already. And what was the reason for moving to the Rib Lake area?
Just felt like a change. We have friends that live in northern Wisconsin, and we have some property that we'd like to start to build on just north of here. Just thought the area was beautiful, and the opportunity seemed like a great opportunity to make our way up north.
How are you finding the people in the Rib Lake area and the Rib Lake School District in general?
Yeah, very friendly and very helpful.
Okay, well, thanks very much for talking with us. Good luck in the new school year.
All right, thank you.
And we've been speaking with the new instructors in the Rib Lake School District.